California Girls, Barbara Ann, Kokomo. Who knows what the thread is between those three song titles? I heard it, right, the Beach Boys. So this past Sunday evening, I had the chance to experience one of my lifetime dreams, and that was hearing the Beach Boys live in concert. I see some applause, down in Orange County. And although the concert was fantastic, part of the dream was that on one side of me sat my sister and the other sat my father. And let me explain a little bit more about this scene. You see, every day growing up, my father would drive my sister and myself to school, and those were early mornings. About 6:45 in the morning, we would go to school. My dad would turn on the radio to KRS 101, and then what was blasting? All of the oldies but goodies. And my sister and I, along with my brothers, developed a love for this kind of music. But as you may realize, I don't think it had anything to do necessarily with the lyrics of the songs. Rather, it was those songs that provided a great moment and time in that car for jokes and laughter and stories to be shared back and forth between father and daughters. The songs were the tools to create a bond and experience that we will never forget and continue to experience. And I think that you can say something similar about the ways that we should study and live Torah. You see, during the Torah service, there's two different ways we can engage when hearing the verses of Torah read from the Bima. When you hear the Shema read from the Torah, you can either sit back and listen, or you can actively say to yourself, now that I'm hearing the words of the Shema, when was the last time I taught this verse to my children or grandchildren? When you hear the verses speaking about taking care of the orphan or the widow, you can listen to the verses, or you can think to yourself, when was the last time I was at a homeless shelter? Or when's the next time I plan on being involved in a soup kitchen? We can study Torah either by listening to it or by living it. Taking the verses and using them as our tools in order to create Jewish meaningful experiences. There's a story that's relayed in the Talmud that goes as follows. A man studies all day, all the days of his life, Torah and Mishnah. And that same man, well, he takes the time to engage with his students. He takes the time to speak gently with other people. And he makes sure that he is honest in his business dealings. And what do people say about this particular man? Well, they say about him, there is a man. There is a man who is happy studying Torah. You see, listening to those Beach Boy songs, I could just listen to them on the radio and let them pass me by. But instead, every single time a song comes on the radio, I am reminded and as well instructed to create and recreate that bond between father and daughter. And every single time we hear a verse of Torah read from the Bima, we have a choice. We can either let the verses pass us by, or we can let the verses lift us up. Happy is the man who studies Torah, but in my opinion, happier is the person who lives Torah. Shabbat Shalom.